This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, before this year ends, I think it is worth one more look at the pandemic and lockdowns. More than 6 million people worldwide have died from COVID, so you might assume that there would be intense interest in trying to discover its origin so that we might prevent another similar pandemic. As I've discussed in previous commentaries, there seems to be little interest on the part of media or elected officials. Yes, there was an investigation by the U.S. intelligence community. The government report was inconclusive. Now, to be precise, one agency did believe the virus originated at the Wuhan Institute for Virology, while two other agencies believe the virus originated in animals. Dr. Andrew Huff was a vice president of EcoHealth Alliance and claims in his book, The Truth About Wuhan, that the U.S. did fund research that led to COVID-19. He explains that these laboratories did not have the adequate control measures in place for ensuring proper biosafety, biosecurity, and risk management, ultimately resulting in a lab link at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. As you might imagine, EcoHealth has criticized his book by noting that he did not work in the Wuhan lab, but was working on a different project. They argue that the virus was likely the result of viral evolution in nature. Anthony Fauci more recently argued that we will see the emergence of other infections due to human interaction with nature, which is also aided by climate change. You know, there have been times during this pandemic when we've all wondered who to believe, but I am troubled by the fact that there seems to be so little interest in trying to find the origin of COVID. And excuse me for wondering if blaming evolution and climate change are convenient excuses keeping us from finding the real origin. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.